Okay, let's try this one last time. Hey, DC, I'm your host, Grace, and welcome to Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. Whew. When I tell you I have tried to sit down and record this episode, God knows how many times, I'm not lying. First three takes, my phone ran out of storage, and then my laptop died, and then my microphone stopped working, and then the neighbor's dog wouldn't shut up. And it was just like one thing after another, and I was like, I've already filmed my first two guests. I need to find some time to sit down and film this. So I'm coming at you live. Sorry, I just really wanted to say that. I'm coming at you after a spin class, a Pilates class, and a 2-mile run. So I'm looking a little rough. Let's hope this episode is not that bad. So DC probably has to be one of my favorite places on earth. And I can't say that I've been to many places, but this one definitely takes the cake. Whether you just graduated college and are moving here full time, or you are a summer intern, or you're like me and have been here for a couple years now. One thing about DC is that it's a very transient city. So people come, they stay, they leave. And one of my favorite parts about it, and kind of how I've met some of my favorite people, is that this is a city where if you can't find something, you can make it. Now, I have met and befriended countless people who have either started their own nonprofit, they have started their own small business, whether that be a bar, a restaurant, a bookstore, a cycle studio, you name it. I've met content creators and influencers the like. And I've also met everyday people who are just trying to kind of enjoy their own hobbies, starting a run club like myself, or it's starting a bracelet making business. I kid you not, this is one of the best cities to just kind of pick up your hobby and turn it into something real and something tangible. Because if you are looking for anything, literally anything, you want a silent book club, head to Sunny's Pizza on Wednesday nights for, you guessed it, a silent book club. If you're into antique jewelry, check out Tiny Jewel Box. But definitely bring as much money as you're willing to spend, because you can spend a lot in there. This is most definitely a city that has the big three: transportation, great people, great community. And I think that when you live in a city, especially if you're coming from a larger one like New York or LA, or if you're coming from the suburbs or a really rural area and you're moving here, those three things are so important. You know, if you live somewhere really rural, you might have the people and the community aspect, but you might lack the transportation. Suburbs, same thing. Cities, same thing. So I think that DC is really unique in that it has what I like to call the big three, and they're all really accessible and enjoyable to seek out. I mean, it is America's loneliest city, and as someone who lived here for, I want to say about 5 months on their own, I didn't know anyone here. It's a very hard city to make friends when you don't have at least one. So if you are coming here by yourself, living here by yourself, don't have any roommates, don't know anybody, I strongly implore you to check out some girl groups, guy groups, running clubs. Once again, if you're a girl and you are looking for something to do on Tuesday nights between 8 and 9 p.m., you can come running with my great group called the Night Run Club. And that to me has been one of the biggest ways where you get people in community and people who show up for each other. So I started the Night Run Club about, 5 months ago. I think we had our first run back in January. And since then, it has absolutely taken off. We've grown and grown, and each week we find something new to kind of show up for each other in different ways. And it's phenomenal. We're partnering with a bunch of different local organizations, run clubs, businesses, just to kind of grow our community, but also explore more ways to have fun with it. And honest to God, I spend way too much time on the marketing. So when you all show up to it, it definitely makes me feel like my work is worthwhile. But with that said, I want this podcast to serve as a platform for creators, artists, business owners who are either new to the city or are established in the city, who are bringing their talent, I guess I'll say, here. And I really want this podcast to serve as a way to show you all what you can build if you don't see it. And I think the most important one being community. If you are lacking your community, this is a great place to find it. Now, the city is not without its negatives. I won't lie. I think every place, you know, every place that you live will have its other side of the coin. I'm going to let you in on a little secret, which is not a secret. I'm very open about this fact. But I unfortunately lost my job about a month ago. I'm now underemployed. I'm not fully unemployed. I get to nanny for a little girl, and we are absolutely best friends. Coming from someone who would be working from 6:30 in the morning through 8:30 p.m. at night, I find that I have a lot of time on my hands, and I'm really, really, really trying to make the most of my days as I find a new job, and I really am struggling, but I'm hopeful that I can find a new purpose. I think that a lot of us tie our jobs to our worth, and I'm hoping that we can kind of unpack this together and separate the two and figure out what it means to be a 20-something living here. And, you know, I think that that's the thing about living in Washington, D.C., being a quote-unquote young professional, is that you're almost expected to, even if you have like an entry-level job or just a job that, you know, you took it because it was the only job that was available to you, is that you're almost expected to tie your identity to your job. And you're supposed to have this sense of purpose and passion for whatever you're doing. And I found that there are a lot of people here who, yes, they do love what they do, but it's almost a front, and it's a little, like, facade-y. I don't really know any other word to kind of describe it as that. And I think in pursuit of my own new passion and purpose, I really want to emphasize that, you know, it's okay not to absolutely love what you do or feel like you have this big grandiose purpose. Because I think a lot of us are just working a job just to work a job. And in a city that ties, that holds so much importance on what you do. I mean, you know, you go on a first date with a guy and the first question out of his effing mouth is, well, what do you do for work? And immediately, if it's not something that he deems as important, you know, he might write you off and you might not get a second date. And frankly, that just might not be the man of your dreams, and that's okay. Okay? That's all right. But I will not scare you off with dating in DC on episode one. We'll save that for some of our next guests and a solo episode, so stay tuned for those ones. But I know that this episode was short. I'm hoping that it was sort of sweet. My hope for this podcast will eventually be twofold. One, to have kind of a girly pop podcast vibe on Tuesdays, and then eventually on Saturdays. I really want to, you know, I'm a huge fucking nerd. If I don't know if that came across in this episode, but I am. And I eventually want to make politics really accessible to younger women. This podcast evolves. That's what I'm hoping for, so that we could have two episodes a week. But in the meantime, I have a bunch of great guests lined up, a bunch of people that I love and adore who are making their way here in Washington, D.C. And like I was saying earlier, if you are feeling really lonely and new to the city, or, you know, you are more established and you just feel like you haven't really found your people yet, that's okay. Well, I think I talked enough for the introductory episode of Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. I am so excited to continue on this journey and get to talk to some of my absolute all-time favorite people here in this city. And outside of it, I'll also say, our next guest, I should say not next, our first guest, really took the idea of wanting to make friends and really, really ran with it. Now she has probably about 3,000 friends here and counting. So I cannot wait for you guys to listen to that episode. So with that, I'll see you soon, DC.